For 9 months a year, the port of Nome, Alaska, sits desolate on the shores of the frozen Bering Sea.
There's only a handful of people that stay here over the winter.
But in June, the ice thaws, and the summer gold dredging season begins.
It's time to make some gold.
A handful of hardened fortune hunters returns for a shot at the millions hidden in these icy waters. But this year, there's more competition than ever. With only 3 months before winter's hostile grip tightens once more, the race for gold is on. In Nome Harbor.
What are you doing? I mean, come on!
The crew of the fleet's largest dredge gets ready to shove off.
I gotta get out of here. And Johnny in here.
But Steve Pomrenke, the owner of the Christine Rose, is stuck waiting for his son. For Steve, lost time is lost money. At the Nome Harbor boat launch.
Dredging weather is perfect. Need to get this thing in the water.
25-year-old captain Zeke Tenhoff starts the season on his newly leased dredge. A 14-meter powerhouse called the Edge.
We are ready to get this.
But until Zeke banks some gold, the new rig belongs to someone else.
Well, last winter, I ended up spending all my money. And so May rolled around, I didn't have any startup money.
Joining Zeke this summer is longtime friend and experienced diver, John Bunce.
We're clear.
I quit my normal job back in the spring to go up dredging.
And back for another round is deckhand Emily Rydell. The Edge's 30-centimeter suction nozzle is built for power, but size comes at a cost.
You can't ignore the danger. That nozzle's hungry and it's powerful. And if you get any part of your body in between it and the ground, you're going to get sucked in. And if you get sucked in, there's not much that can be done for you.